The survey results that I'm about to summarize are based on very recent interviews with random samples of adults in each country. All surveys took place between March and June of this year. The methods chart gives you further detail, as does the article on the methodology of the survey. As you can see, overall, the United States stands out from far more negative insurance-related experiences. U.S. adults were more likely to have gone without care because of costs in the past year, were more likely to report serious problems paying medical bills, were more likely to spend $1,000 or more out of pocket for medical care, even when insured all year, and to spend a lot of time on insurance paperwork, disputes, or be surprised that their insurance did not pay as expected. 1/3 of U.S. adults did not see a doctor when sick, skipped recommended medications or follow-up care or treatment because of cost. By far the highest rates in the survey, and a stark contrast to very low rates seen in the Netherlands and the United Kingdom. 1/5 of U.S. adults reported serious problems paying their medical bills, more than double the next highest country. This result is perhaps not surprising, given that 1/3 of U.S. adults said they spent $1,000 or more in the past year on medical costs. Notably, this finding does not just reflect people who are uninsured during the year, although the insured were always at higher risk when we analyzed subparts of the United States. More than 1/3 of adults who were insured all year, indeed 38% of those under 65, said they spent $1,000 or more on medical bills, not counting insurance premiums. Insurance also appears more complex and time-consuming in the U.S. than in other countries. Using two questions, 1/3 of U.S. adults said they spent a lot of time on paperwork or disputes, or that their insurance denied payments or did never not cover costs as expected. These concerns were much higher than other countries that use competing health systems, health insurers to provide care, such as Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland.